morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Motivational Mondays.
There's a quiet place that gives me peace when I'm alone with you. There's a hiding place. Your spirit's always there when I'm confused. Yeah. Only
God is here. He is the Lord. Good morning, Jerry. Good morning. Motivational Mondays. Hey, what's up? Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. As you already know, and as I remind you, to me, Mondays is a double blessing. You know, it's the beginning of the week. Everybody's like, oh, Mondays or whatever, but I'm blessed, man. I'm on the wake-up list. All right? God didn't have to wake me up today, and he did. So just because of that, just because it begins a new week and a new opportunity to make wrong things right, to put things in order, to be able to forgive, to apologize, to love, like have another opportunity to do the amazing things that we can do, that God gives us grace and mercy and favor to do. Man, check Monday. I'm checking my aura. My aura is checked this morning. And so happy birthday to all those celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, a new baby, celebrating a milestone, celebrating that you got things accomplished, celebrating that your anniversary coming up, weddings coming up. you finally got to do that thing that you've been wanting to do. Good morning, Maria. Good morning. So welcome. It's Motivational Mondays, and it's time to get motivated, get jumped, and get started. But today more I want to speak about checking our own aura. We're too busy always, you know, reminding other people how they should be, right? And we definitely notice how when other people are just not being right or not living right, we definitely notice that right away. But my question applies to you today is, are you living right? Have you checked your aura today? Have you checked your aura today? We got to check our own aura, because there's a lot of times that people don't want to be around us, and we're like, oh, they just haters, or they just whatever. But in reality, is that no, they're just not feeling your aura, what you're producing out. People are just not trying to receive. And we don't think about that. We don't think about checking our own aura. Like, we got to check ourselves a lot of the time. Good morning, Maria Figueroa. Good morning, sis. I see you. Good morning, Maria Hernandez. I see you as well. Good morning. Oh, wow. So, Charlie, yeah, you're going back. good morning. I see the Queens are in the building. Kings are in the building. Alabama, Brooklyn, and Jersey has already checked in. So let me know in the comments where you're tuning in from so I can check out your state, your county, your town. We have a worldwide audience here, so I love just to, you know, shout everybody out. I'm also on the IG, so shout out to Mike, is that my queen there? Yeah. On the IG, so BX is in the building, all right? So I'm going to add you. BX is in the building. Alabama, Brooklyn, Jersey, and BX is in the building. How are you? So today we're talking about your own aura. Check your own aura. When we do things and when we deal with people, we need to learn how to check our aura, check what we dish out. You know what I'm saying? There's times that I don't like my own aura. And I got to be like, hold up, fall back, wait a minute, get myself together, right, and check my aura. A lot of people walk around like, oh, there's nothing wrong with me, and everything is wrong with the world. Everybody else is wrong. I am right, right? And we don't stop to really check ourselves, because we're not always right. I know I'm not always right. And that falls in line because I'm not a perfect being, right? I'm a sinner. So I'm always not, you know, I'm always just trying to check myself. Check my aura. Today is about checking your aura, if you haven't done so in a while. Hey, as usual, hey, what up? What's going on? I haven't seen you in a minute. Cheese. Good morning, good morning. So it's reminding people to check their aura. Every now and then, I got to remind myself to check my aura. And as a healing coach, as a life coach, I remind other people that's part of the journey, that's part of the healing, is to check your own aura. You got to check what you are really dishing out. Nobody has to deal with negative energy or negative aura, right? And what you dish out is what you're going to get back. So if you dishing out or you spewing out stuff that is not positive, that is selfish, all that is going to come back to you. So I'm not inventing the wheel here. I don't think I'm saying anything that nobody doesn't know. But every so often, I think we have to be reminded that we got to check our aura, like, really, you know. A lot of people, you know, are on some, well, you know, if people don't like how I am, well, you know, they should just, whatever, not be around and stuff like that. What kind of craziness is that? That's really not the attitude that you should have, because you're going to find yourself by yourself. Again, a lot of people are like, well, I'd rather be by myself. We're not built to be by ourselves. That's not the purpose that we have in our lives. So real quickly, I want to give you the definition of aura, and this is through Webster Dictionary. So Webster Dictionary says, definition of aura is a distant atmosphere surrounding a given source. The place had an aura of mystery, right? A subtle sensory stimulus, such as an aroma, right? An energy field that is held to emanate from a living being, a luminous radiation. Aura is a luminous radiation. This is there's a bunch of definitions, but the definition today, I'm talking about your luminous radiation, how you radiate around people, how you share that, how you teach that, right? Because they say when you know better, you do better. So when you know that you have control and you can control your energy, your aura, right? You have to learn how to check your aura daily, like on a daily basis. Not once a week, not once a month, but on a daily basis, we need to be checking our aura and making sure we're living right, you know? We're talking right. We're walking right. We're doing the things that God has called us to do. And even if you don't believe in that, check your aura just so you can stay in line and in tune with your own life, you know? So we're going to go to music, and we'll be right back.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I've Choose to look on the brighter side, in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright, 'cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand, so much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging, but no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth, your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people, God's got a hold on. Let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday to be here. Thank you, everybody, for joining in. So I just started a watch party on Facebook. I'm still trying to figure out the watch party situation. But welcome. Come on in. Make sure you share this video. I see Barry's in the building. Make sure you leave your comments and where you're tuning in from so I can shout you out. So far, Alabama, Brooklyn, Jersey, and BX has checked in. So where are you tuning in from? Hi, Jeanette. How are you, Queen? Queen Salute, Sam Diggity. I see the BX is definitely in full effect. Jeanette Roman is in. Mike, what's going on? You can't hear me at all? Maria saying she can't hear me. Okay. Let's go back. Can't hear me from here? From the party? From the watch party, you can't hear me? Log in, lushradioonline.net. Facebook Live, Emma E2K. Okay, I don't know where you're not able to hear me from. Okay, you hear me now. Cool. All right, that's what's up. So, are you on the watch party? Because I'm trying to still figure this watch party stuff out. Good morning. It's Motivational Mondays. And today's topic is check your own aura. Check your own aura. Okay, cool. Check your own aura. We're quick to tell other people to check themselves and to do what they need to do, but are we checking our own aura? Is our aura right and exact? Are we living the way that we're called to be living? You know, I got to check my aura on a daily. Thank you, sis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know that you can also tune in by calling in at 213-943-3705. Those that got headsets, you can tune in. 213-943-3705. I got people that from work put their headsets on and tune in. So thank you for those that do that, that still come and check out the show. So today we're talking about, as I see people keep, good morning, Giovanni, good morning. How are you? Good morning, good morning. So We have Alabama, Brooklyn, Jersey. BX is definitely in the building. I'm waving to those on IG. Thank you, La Tere, for sharing my post. I appreciate it. Thank you for sharing. I see you. Thank you, mi reina. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate you. So we're talking about checking our own aura. La Tere, I know you're very familiar with this, about checking aura. You need to call in, girl. That's what you need to do. 213-943-3705. We're talking about checking our own aura, right? I think on a daily basis, we need to be checking our aura. We kind of disregard that. We disregard that in the aura that we present, right? It's what we get back in return. We have to be very careful that other people don't taint our aura too. So when we're not careful, thank you, Giovanni, for sharing my post. I see you. Thank you for sharing. So when we're not, Chicago's in the building, Chi-Town, Chi-Town. So we got Chicago, Shy. Yeah, we got Shy. I love you too. I love you too. So checking our auras and not allowing other people to mess our aura up, because that can happen. So even though we're checking our aura, other people could come in between that and kind of mess it up. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning. Good morning. I see you. So checking our auras, aura check, right? So each morning when I wake up, I open my eyes, I'm like, I'm up, I thank God, right? And then I'm like, aura check. Let me check my aura, make sure my aura is good before I head out and deal with people and talk with people, right? Because not checking it, right, not checking your aura can stumble you, because you're thinking, oh, I'm doing good, I'm all right. But all along, if you really, really sit down with yourself, you'll be like, no, you're not kind of doing what you're supposed to be doing. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Amarelis. I see you. Good morning. King and Queen, salute. You're stepping in the room. It's Motivational Mondays, and we're talking about checking your own aura. How do you check your own aura? Boom, right, sis? Boom, 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 boom. Hey, Ray, what's going on? Aura is incredibly important to check. It is our responsibility to manage our spirit, La Tere. Thank you, La Tere, for that. Hey, Josie. Hey, Lenny. What's up? Good morning. Motivational Mondays. So, absolutely, it is your responsibility to manage your spirit. Nobody else should be really managing your spirit. Migs, how you doing? So, yo, what's going on, Ray? Good morning, Steve. Not other people should be responsible for trying to figure out your aura or checking your aura. Yes, God bless us. God bless us. And we sometimes want to leave that responsibility to other people when our aura is our own and we need to manage it. That's right. Thank you, Latere, for sharing that and making a valid point. That's a valid point. That's a true valid point. We often want other people to manage our aura or our energy, right? We want to be shifting our energy and expect people just to follow along. And that's not how it works. Hey, Jeanette on IG. So I'm on IG, Facebook Live, Emma E2K. I'm also on LushRadioOnline.net. You can also call in at 213-943-3705. And let me know how you manage your aura, because people need to manage their aura. They do. They need to check it. Not only manage it, but check it. Know when you got to come in and be like, all right now, right? So Lila says, I meditate for 10 to 20 minutes a day. It calms any anxiety and levels on your aura. Extremely helpful in the mornings or anytime you need to check. Prayer as well. Yes, so prayer is a definitely big thing to be checking your aura. Keep the positive energy flowing, says Ray, right? Which sometimes it's hard when you're dealing or you surround yourself with a lot of negative people, right? So if you're around negativity, that can drown you, it can drown you. Going back to checking your aura and going back to staying positive, it could drown you if you're not careful. Hey, Jose Camacho, good morning, good morning. Thank you for the Purple Heart, Lateri. I love you, girl. I love you, sis. I love what you're doing over there in the Chi-Town, keeping the energy and the flow out there. Because it's all our responsibilities. Hi, good morning, Luz. Good morning, Barry. Lyric, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Sarah Connor in the building. Sam Diggity, I see you. We're talking about checking our aura. Our aura sometimes can be funky, y'all. And we got to be the first ones to grab hold on it and be like, you know what? Yeah, right? Sometimes our auras are off and are funky. And we don't like to address it because we don't really like to really tell ourselves you're not in the right space. But if you don't do it, who is supposed to do it? Who's going to do it? Good morning, Ivan. Good morning. I see you. Good morning. Thank you for watching. So we're discussing checking our own auras. We really do. This is something that we're responsible for. We are. We can't be giving that responsibility to other people as much as we want to. We can't because it's ours. It's ours to claim. It's really ours to claim. How do you check your aura? So Lila said meditation. Lateri said you got to manage it, right? Because it's your own responsibility. There's different ways for you to manage your aura. How do you manage your aura? How do you check it? How do you, you know, might check yourself, right? There's different ways to go about that. The point is to do it. The point is to do it. All right, Ray, I see you. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you, though. Thank you. Thank you for your support always. So checking one's aura, and not waiting for other people to check our aura. Q, what's up? I see you. Good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays. It sounds simple, but for some people it's kind of hard because checking your aura would mean to really look at yourself in the mirror, to really admit, I got issues and I got to fix them. Not a lot of people are ready for that. Not a lot of people want to do that. Not a lot of people just want to face that, you know? I'm going to go into some music now and I'll be right back.
Hey, yo, this is Roy Tash, and I'm listening to Emma E2K on Motivational Mondays while she plays my brand new single, Stronger, featuring V Rose.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again. Oh, when you're falling down, it'll help you get up again.
Yeah. How long till this darkness passes?
How long?
No beauty, man, all I'm seeing is ashes. I'm trying to climb, but I'm stuck at the bottom. One breath from drowning and sinking into this madness now. I've seen my problems, never fight fair. Got me looking for the runway. Yeah, feeling like I'm in a nightmare. Man, I know I gotta wake up someday. Heard buddy I know telling me that they praying. Lot of words, but I don't really hear what they saying. Long days I suffer, dark days like thunder. I've been treading water, but I'm about to go down and under.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end. You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win. Gotta go a little stronger and never give in. Because when you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
We got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh,
because it's making you strong.
We got to hold on.
All of this pain, it's like I can't catch a break afraid. holding on, but I don't know how much longer. I can feel my fingers slipping away. Dang. Now I'm feeling so frustrated. Why is it always so complicated? I just don't know if I can take it. I am breaking. When you need some help, trouble all around you, feeling like you're lost, just look to the one who found you. Was down, but he rose up again, and the same power that did that lives in you. So just keep fighting.
Hold on a little longer. It's almost the end.
Trust me, I promise.
You're tired of losing, feel like you're never gonna win.
Gotta go a little stronger.
And hold on.
And never give in.
Don't you ever give in.
When you're falling down, he'll help you get up again.
You got to hold on.
Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
You know what's making you stronger.
We got to hold on.
Maybe I'll pray, wanna be.
De fuego, yeah. Stay with that sauce like Alfredo, yeah. Blessings, they come when he say so. Hold up, hot to my haters, I'm Mano, yeah. I put my homies on payroll, yeah. Placed at the top like a Kenko, I throw the juice up to silence my enemies. Right through that potato. Lighting up the city, the reason I write for. Giving the gospel where the people be needing that light show. Giving the pen and we deliver more sinners with eyes closed. See the light up in the jar like the skin on Michael, yeah. I shine too bright with that lighter. See, you will find them who take that boy higher. Three for that wind, my touch be the might that's free from my sin. Black ties in that fire.
I'm all on this table, yeah. My bros on payroll. Hey, tell them goons are lay low, yeah. Just keep it fresh, go. I'm on a whole new level, so keep it moist.
We do not play, we keep it way, way up so high that ain't even no gravity where we stay. Yes, you will suffocate all in the atmosphere like, yo, what happened here? Just me, I'm sorry, yeah, I do not care. Look in the sky like that's me you see there. If no weapon prospers, then I shall not fear. This here the second city for those who thinking we do not got it on lock with no key. We are the prodigy, we are the anomaly, strengthen the outnumbered, we are IBAB. We are slightly crazy, we are Patrick Swayze, we go and go till the endo, but we do not endo. Joe told me step, I'm like Lego, hype beats all over that fuego.
I got work all on this table, yeah, my bros on payroll, hey, tell them goons are lay low, yeah, just keep it fresh, go, I'm on a whole new level, so keep it muy sosiego, hey, no, no, top boy, they know I got that fuego, that fuego.
Good morning. Thank you for stepping in the room. So we've got a lot of things going on. Motivation Mondays. Today's topic is check your own aura. Check your own aura. It should be done on a daily basis. You really should check your aura daily. Because as we deal with people, you know, a lot of their junk and their mess and their stuff can really cling on to you. And so we have to check our aura to be able to brush up all the stuff that's not ours, right? Because we got our own stuff. We got our own stuff going on. So we don't need to latch on other people's stuff, right? So we check our aura daily. We're like, okay, we're right and we're in tune and we're living according to how, you know, you want to live, according to how I want to live. I check my aura daily, and there's times that I check it several times because of just, you know, I'm around a lot of people. A lot of people ask me to pray for them. You know, there's a lot of people that count on me, ask me for help. So I got to be careful with my aura that and my energy, right, that I don't get robbed from my energy, that my aura is in line and in tune with how I live, right, or how I claim that I'm living, right, because it's easy for that to go left, like, quickly, you know, if we're not checking our aura. So how's everybody doing? Alabama, Brooklyn, BX, Chicago, Chi-Town, Shasha is definitely in the building. I see ya. I see Tampa. Florida is definitely in the building. I see PA, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's in the building. Hey, Mildred, I see you, queen. What's going on? So I love my worldwide audience. I love when everybody just tunes in from everywhere and gives their insight and their input on everything that we talk about. Definitely checking your own aura. We have to do that daily. Like, people don't know how vital, how important that is, because of the people that we deal with and we come across and we talk. Sometimes we're trying to motivate and uplift other people, and they're just hanging on to the point that they're just pulling you down. And you have to be like, hold up. Let me check my aura. Let me check if I'm living the way that God has called me to live, or that I'm living the way that I want to live, right? Because we all have our choices. There's consequences to every choice. So it's either good consequence or bad consequence. However consequence you want to deal with, that's on you. But we need to check ourselves and our aura that is in line with how we supposed to sit, how we say we claim that we're living. Hey, Mildred, I see you, queen. Queen, salute. So I'm tuning into everywhere. So I'm on IG, Emma E2K. I'm on Facebook, Emma E2K. I'm doing a watch party on Facebook, lushradioonline.net. Hey, Brian, what's going on? So the BX, Stephanie in the building. What's going, Ray Dallas? I see you. We have Harlem in the building. So we have Alabama, Brooklyn, Jersey, the BX for sure, Chicago, Chi-Town, Florida. Hey, David, I see you. Come on in, come on in. Good morning, Motivational Mondays. We're talking about checking our aura. Checking our aura. I don't think that we do that enough. I don't think that we give ourselves the value that we need. Like, it's like almost like reminding ourselves we need to take a bath, like, every day, right? You should. That's good hygiene anyway. But you should take a bath on a daily basis. Why do you take a bath aside from being good hygiene? Because, you know, when you stand next to somebody, if they can get a stench, right? Queen, salute to you too, Mildred. So they can get a stench. You don't want to be next to somebody and give them a stench, right? So you need to check your aura, check your spirit, your body, your mind, body, and soul, right? We do that on a daily basis, right? We take a bath on a daily basis. Sometimes we take two or three baths depending on what we're doing in the day. So depending on what's going on in our lives, we need to check our aura once, twice, or maybe three times in a day and not daily. You feel me? It's important. It's important to us. It's important to those that you surround yourself with. It's important when you're around your children and your loved one and your spouse. You got to be careful that you're not projecting that aura or that energy to the person that is pouring into you. Right? Does that make sense? I mean, who am I talking to today? Checking your own aura. We have to really, really be in tune with checking our own aura and not having other people check us. Because, again, if we're checking ourselves and we're in tune and in line with how we are, our feelings, our emotions, right? If we're addressing the stuff that we're lacking, sometimes there's a lot of stuff missing in our lives. Sometimes we need therapy. Sometimes we just need just to walk in the park. Sometimes we just need 10 minutes just to sit down by ourselves and be like, you know what? Woosah. Woosah. I just want to woosah. Because the pressure can be strong. It can be strong, you know. The pressure can be strong for some people. Some people be able to handle it. Some people don't. Or some people just choose not to. Either way, I invite you today to check your aura. Check yourself, man. Don't wait for nobody else to do it. Check yourself. And you will see how amazing life can be. You will see a transformation like you've never seen before. See, I asked God to check my aura. God is the one that checks my aura. He checks my aura, and then after that, he allows me to see what I need to be changing and what I need to be checking, and then it's like, okay, then I start doing the work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for checking me, because I need to be checked. You know? I need to be checked and everything that's, you know, that's happening. Check yourself. Yes, hashtag check yourself. Yes, queen. You know, we can't all the time. We got to really know when is that time to really do that, right? And not wait for everybody else. Joaquin says, check yourself before you wreck yourself. You know you're from up north. You know you're from New York. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Shout out to all the hip-hop heads. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Because if you don't, that's valid. If you don't check yourself, you definitely will wreck yourself. It's true. It is so true. Oh, my God, that was a good one. So meditating, asking God to check. And after the meditation and after God is checking you, you checking yourself. You checking yourself. You must do that. It's your responsibility to do that, you know. Nobody else should be doing that but you. Oh, my God, that is so true. That's valid. I like that. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Aura check. Aura check. Aura check. Who needs to check their aura today? Who needs to check their aura today? By shows of likes. Can you just show some likes and some love to show me who needs to check their aura today? Everybody needs to check their aura today. I'm going to check myself. I check my aura before I even got on the show because, right, I got to be focused. And then afterwards, I will do the same. Sometimes, like I said, I do it 2 or 3 times a day. Like, hold up, pause. Are you doing the things that you're supposed to be doing? Like, what's going on with you? Are you all right? Are you feeling okay? You know? Man. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. I like that one. I think I'm going to use that all today. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's really what it's about. Having that responsibility to do that.
Rude boy and rude girls. You're listening to Alma E2K on Motivational Monday. Bless me, son.
I just want you to believe
Yes, good morning. God has given me authority to be heard. Motivational Monday with the empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. And we're talking about check your own aura. Check your own aura. Check your own spirit. You know, we're quick to complain about things are not going right. We're having all this bad luck. People just don't want to deal with us. And we don't take the time to really be like, is it me? Right? Because, you know, when some people put their nose and be like, the first thing people be like, are they smelling me? Is something, you know, is it me? And, yeah, we have to, sometimes it is us. Sometimes it is us smelling or whatever. We need to know how to check our aura and our spirit and see if it's in line and if it's correct. It's not always all bad luck. We got to check our aura. What are we throwing out there? What is it that we're doing? Not to say that there's blame on us, but just what are we doing that's maybe right or correct or not right, right? We have to check our aura. Our aura is what produces, is what introduces us and who we are, right? Good morning, sis. Good morning. I see you, Michelle. Hey, sis. Good morning. So PA is in the building. New York is in the building. Alabama, Brooklyn, Jersey, Chicago, Chi-Town, Florida. Hey, 40, how are you? So welcome, welcome, Motivational Mondays. So we're talking about checking our aura, you know. Sometimes and not all the time, we're not checking our aura. And then we're wondering, you know, why our life is going the way that it's going. Because we're really not, we're just kind of doing and we're not really checking. Sometimes we got to check ourselves a couple of times a day. Terry says, check out James 3:13-18. Now check yourself before you wreck yourself with a Jesus banquet. I like that. I like that. I like that one. I like that one. Check yourself before you wreck yourself, right? And so, come on, Jesus will give us a spanking when we just be acting up and not checking ourselves. Like, he gives us the opportunity. Like, we ask God, God, can you just check me? And then sometimes he's like, wait a minute. I already been telling you some things. Now, check yourself before you won't wreck yourself. So I'm going to go into my devotional, as I do every Monday, to close up, to wrap up Motivational Monday show today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I check my, so it's April 29, and I check my devotional with you guys. And I don't read it ahead of time because, you know, I like to, God to speak to me. So I got to put on my Versace because, yeah, whatever. So April 29, 2019 says blessed. When Mary, a virgin, was told that she was going to have a baby, the Son of God, no less, she must have felt a huge range of emotions. If she was anything like us, she probably felt quite a bit of fear and trepidation. I'm sure she wondered what her soon-to-be husband would think of her story, like women still do today. She rushed to a trusted friend in whom she could confide. What's the first thing her friend and cousin Elizabeth says to her? That she was blessed. She believed that God would follow through on what he told her was true. And because of that, she was endowed in divine favor. This gift she would be given wasn't one she asked for, and she'd have to face a great deal of hardship because of it. But she believed that God was good through it all. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. Luke 1:45. Are you looking for God's promises amidst your hardship? Believe that what the Lord says is true, and you too will find blessings in your own life. Check your aura. If you haven't checked your aura, man, check your aura today. Be blessed. Be amazing. Know that you and the front lines for you. You are your biggest cheerleader. You need to be. So thank you. Next week. Same bat. Thank you for the love, Mildred. Same bat channel, same bat time here every Monday. Motivate somebody today. check your aura before you motivate them, though, because you just don't want to give them the wrong energy, right? So God bless you and stay amazing. Pray. See you next week.